Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back again with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your inside scoop to all the content I produce and post daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 86, and the title of today's sticky note is Brave Finish. The text on the note reads, "Brave people finish things." Here's the story behind the sticky. Any fool can start something. And most do. But it takes a brave person to complete something. To envision a project and see it through to the finish speaks to an individual's inspiration, ingenuity, and perseverance. Sometimes it's a strategic move to abandon or postpone a project. If the decision is made consciously in an effort to reprioritize or to quit on purpose because the project no longer makes sense for your situation is one thing, but leaving things incomplete due to procrastination, distraction, or laziness is another thing entirely, and people will, rightly so, judge you for it. To give yourself the best opportunity to finish your projects, make sure you're realistic about the resources you will have to dedicate to the project in order to see it through to the end. How much time will it take? How much money will it require? If it ends up requiring twice as much time and twice as much money to complete, would you still do it? If the answer is no, it always takes twice as much time and money. If the answer is no, you should probably leave it until you have the resources to execute the idea properly, or give the concept away to someone who can. You might even find a way to contribute to the project from the sidelines by way of advice and creative input without the responsibility of completing the final product. And that brings this episode to a finish. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to receive a free update every time new content is posted and a new episode is published, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll receive a daily email with a copy of the graphic I created by hand using no more than some Sharpie markers and a 3x3 yellow post-it note and published daily at BigYellowSticky.com. It's words of inspiration, a motivational message. Sometimes it's just a note to myself of things that I need to remember are important. The email will also include a link to the latest episode, like the one you just heard, where you get the story behind the sticky, because there's only so much information I can fit on a 3x3 post-it note. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new episode, a brand new sticky note, and a brand new story behind that sticky, and I hope you'll be here to listen to it.